com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
9:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm in Koyo Iyamba. KSL's top local story this hour. A Utah County Little League coach is free of all charges against him in an alleged child abuse case. Prosecutors dropped charges against assistant coach Nathan Harris. He was charged with child abuse after a controversial collision last October on a Little League football field left a 13-year-old player with a concussion.
This was just a fluke incident that happened on a football field that got blown completely out of proportion.
And that was Harris. He maintains he was protecting himself from an out-of-bounds player who had been pushed right into his chest. And a Weber County mom is answering to authorities about her child being drunk. Police arrested Marriott Slaterville mom Raquel Grillo-Bors Thursday and booked her into Weber County Jail for investigation of child abuse and controlled substance violation. Investigators found her 4-year-old girl drunk and unresponsive in her home in April. In a plea deal, Bors turned herself in. And the hot, dry weather has state water officials worried because they were expecting big water runoffs from snowpacks and rainstorms. Instead, officials with the National Resource Conservation Service say some of the state's reservoirs are extremely dry, and recent heavy rainfall only added about 1% to reservoir storage. 90 degrees this weekend, but which day will be the hottest? When we check your KSL weather forecast next, KSL News Time 9:04.
Breaking news, traffic, and weather. Every 30 minutes, all morning, all day, and all night. Constant updates on KSL News Radio.
Dads love surprises. Dads also love great ideas. That's why this Father's Day weekend, don't tell them what you're doing. Just grab him, toss him in the car with a shaving kit and a change of socks, and head to Logan for Summerfest. Come celebrate 30 years of Summerfest on the shady grounds of the historic Logan Tabernacle, 50 North Main in downtown Logan. For 3 days, Thursday through Saturday, June 13th through the 15th, you can enjoy art, music, and food with lots to see and do for the whole family. Dad will love it, and you'll love the escape. Plus, it's free, so the price is right, too. Now, take it to the next level. Like Summerfest Arts Fair on Facebook and tell them what part of Summerfest you want to take home. If your entry is chosen, you'll win a free night stay for two at Days Inn, plus dinner from the Beehive Grill and other great prizes. To learn more, visit LoganSummerFest.com. 30 years. Be a part of it.
Best of everything online and in life. The Browsers with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson. 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller dealerships. Just remember, runners are sharing the road with vehicles in Provo Canyon for the Provo Marathon. So crews have the vehicles using one left lane, runners using the right lane. And we're going to see sunny skies this weekend, high at 91 degrees today, 96 tomorrow. Then a few clouds move in Monday. Temperatures reach 97 degrees. We could see rain Tuesday. Things cool off just a bit to the low 90s by Wednesday. For Father's Day, check out Shane Coe's cool-looking styles for his neck, wrist, and hand, as well as money clips and cufflinks in our men's collection at Shane Coe. Right now, 73 degrees at 9:06. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just
day.
A sunny day.
Ooh, yeah. Hey.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for listening on this beautiful morning. Maria Chalais and for Tim Hughes, along with USU horticulturist Ton Bettis. And Ton, what a terrific day for a fair and plant sale here.
This is gorgeous. A slight breeze, cool weather. Man, I'm looking at all these nurseries out there, and there are a lot of really fantastic plants out there.
Okay, I was shopping. We were at the Conservation Garden Park where the plant sale is just getting underway, and I told you never wait till the end because everything's gone. There's some beautiful flowers, perennials that you don't see everywhere. I even found a couple you've not seen, Tom.
Yes, I asked the garden manager here, and neither of us could identify it, and so there's some really unique things here.
We want you to join us. We also want to talk about what is the name of
the Hidden Garden Tour. Okay. It's an annual tour that the Master Gardeners in Southern Salt Lake and Northern Utah County put on, and they raised money for various causes. And since Larry Sager's unfortunate passing, they've decided that the Hidden Garden Tour proceeds from it will go toward a memorial fund set up at Utah State University for scholarships for horticulture students. And
Terrific idea.
Just in the beginnings right now, and so it'll be a year or two to get everything in line. But the Hidden Garden Tour, you can go to the greenhouse webpage at ksl.com and then click on radio in the greenhouse page and click on the Hidden Garden Tour to download the locations. But you can buy tickets at any location. They're actually, one of the main features is Lakai and their gardens. They're offering classes there, and you could pre-order lunch. I think it might be a little too late, but Lakai was offering up lunch for only $16.
That was terrific.
And every last penny after they cover their expenses goes to the Larry Sager's Memorial Fund up at USU.
What is the tour?
It was yesterday, and it's all day today.
Okay, so they have to take advantage of that today, and they can go to the website if they missed part of it.
Yes, go to the website or Hidden Garden Tour, Google it, but it's on the KSL Greenhouse webpage, and they have some fabulous houses out there with all sorts of gardens, and you always think, oh, I can't do that, it's too much maintenance. But the homeowners are there and explain what they do, and most of these are actually fairly low-maintenance yards.
Hidden treasures that we don't normally get to see. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let's the number to call if you want to be part of the show, 801-575-8255. Utah County, 470-5751. And then in Weber and Davis counties, 670-5751. And as I was saying, let's take some more of your phone calls now. Jim is in Layton. And good morning, Jim.
Good morning. It would give us a good warning if you could give us a 30-second on-air so that we'll know you're coming to us, so we can pick up the phone.
Because you're out gardening, right? You're not just sitting at the phone.
Yeah, I've been holding the phone to my ear for the last 20 minutes.
Oh, well, thanks for waiting.
Because I did ask him who the people were in front of me. So
you could hear who was coming up next. All right.
Yeah. But anyway, my cabbage, I've got one that's at about 9.5, 10-inch diameter now, and cauliflower about the same, and others very close behind that. I'm just wondering, how do you know when to harvest them? Because you don't want to let the cabbage go too long or it splits and the cauliflower will start going to seed.
A lot of that depends on the variety you planted, and it will tell you how big the head gets. And so if you don't know that, it's better to harvest and err on the side of caution. And so especially if we're starting to get hotter and, you know, we're going to be 90, 100 degrees, if it's big enough, I'd go ahead and get it out of there and get it someplace cool so you can store that or eat it. And you don't want those to bolt.
Uh-huh. Definitely. Also, on my asparagus, I've got a lot of the ferns that are falling over. They weren't quite established enough to get much of a harvest off this year, so I'm just letting them go again because they're fairly new, about 3 years old, 2 or 3 years old, but a lot of the ferns are just falling over. Should I bury them deeper?
You could try that. The asparagus, there is a fact sheet online at USU's website, and if you Google asparagus in the garden and USU, it'll give you instructions. And generally what the recommendation is you trench about 6 inches deep and you put those little tubers or the little pieces in to the trench. And as those grow up, you slowly mound up to where you're back level with the soil toward the middle of the season to get those roots in there and get them established. Don't want to dig them now because you'll shock them. But if you have an opportunity in late fall or early spring, if they keep falling over and things, go ahead and dig those up then and get them a little bit deeper.
So burying the root portion a little deeper fall or spring?
In fall or spring. Or you could try adding a little bit of soil now to see if you could mound that up slowly over time. But if you're going to dig them, you'll need to wait.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And thanks, Jim. We're going to go to Bruce now, who's up in Logan. And good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Maria. I have a 7-year-old, I think it's a Chanticleer pear tree, that this spring after it blossomed, it's showing a lot of blight, fire blight, on most of the young branches. And I'm just wondering, is the tree salvageable, or do I remove it, or is there anything you can treat that? Because over half the tree has it on it.
The tree is very salvageable. What you're going to do is get your clippers or your pruners and prune about 6 inches to a foot beyond where you see damage on all of those branches. And now the fire blight is a disease. It's a bacterial disease that enters through the blossoms, and it works its way from the branch tip towards the trunk for most of the time. Now, if there's an open wound on the trunk or larger branches, it can get in that way, but 90% of the time it gets in through the blossoms.
Yeah, it's all on the little blossoms, and so I feel like I'd be removing almost all the branches, wouldn't I?
No.
Well, and fortunately, the risk you run letting it stay in there is that you'll kill the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could watch and see if the infections stop, but I don't recommend that. And if you need to, you know, if you can't go 6 inches to a foot, go 3 inches into healthy foliage, but go as far as you can maintaining the tree, you know, so you don't kill it, but sterilize your pruners between cuts with either Lysol or rubbing alcohol.
There's no systemic solution you can put on the roots?
There is not.
Okay.
There's only preventatives. And so next year, if the tree makes it through, hopefully, when it is in blossom, if we have rainy weather, and especially if it's warm, you're going to need to spray what's called an agricultural antibiotic.
Okay.
And it's oxytetracycline or streptomycin are the two that are available. But if you go into one of our local garden centers or farm stores and say, I need the fire blight spray, and you'll do it a couple of weeks before the tree goes into blossom, they will have it, and then you can spray it when the tree does flower.
Did a lot of pruning then, huh?
Yes,
okay.
That's all you can do at this point.
All right, well, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck to you. Let's go to Sandy now. Carmen is in Sandy. Hi, Carmen.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a couple quick questions. The first one is, I have a little miniature peach tree, and last year it was just loaded with peaches so much that it split. One of the large branches almost split off, and my husband put a bolt through the tree, and we put some Gorilla Glue on it, and it seemed to come
wow.
back. This year it's looking great, and it's loaded with peaches again. My question is, do we leave the bolt in the tree, or do we take it out?
Now, never take the bolt out.
Never take okay. the bolt out.
And just promise me no more Gorilla Glue.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's you haven't hurt anything, but the tree, once you bolt it together, usually has the ability to do its own thing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so leave the bolt in there, and to prevent that from happening, thin that fruit so you have one fruit for every 6 inches to foot of branch.
Okay. I was out last night thinning them, so.
Good.
It kind of,
it doesn't do your emotions very good peeling those peaches off, but you will save the tree, and you'll have about the same amount of fruit weight-wise, but just
right.
they'll be baseball size instead of plum size.
Right, right. Okay, great. And my other question is, I have some grapevines on my fence in the back, and they're getting a lot of grass around the base of them, and I was wondering what I could use to clean that grass out. Is there something that I can put on the grass that'll kill it without hurting the grapes?
There are a few products out there. The only one I know of that is labeled for edibles that you can spray, and there's some restrictions on it, is called Over the Top 2.
Oh, okay.
Once you kill the grass out, clean the soil out so that it's bare ground. You can put some mulch down there if you want.
Uh-huh.
But you can use a pre-emergent, and preen is a grass preventer, and that's maybe one that you could apply around the grapes to keep the grass out in the future. But
okay.
go ahead and look at the overtop, the top two, look at the label to make sure that you have enough time to spray.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Very
good
much.
Luck to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we are at Conservation Garden Park, and one of our listeners has come to us, and you have brought Ton something that doesn't look very good. What happened here? What is this, first of all? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's something I have growing in my yard. I planted some wildflowers, and I'm not sure if this is a weed or a wildflower.
The leaves look a little bit like annual phlox, but they, like they said, they don't look so peachy. Do you know what's going on, and what's going on in your yard that would cause this?
It's just growing everywhere.
Okay,
is it?
So you probably picked it a while ago, so it's just kind of browning because
okay.
You picked it. Okay.
And do you want to get rid of it, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, I just picked it, and it's like died immediately.
So you just want to know what it is and whether it's a weed or a flower.
Looking
right,
at the leaves and the condition they're in, my best guess would be a type of annual phlox. Those are sometimes included in seed mixes for the wildflowers. But you also, wildflower mixes will peter out over time, and you get weeds and a few flowers over time.
So your advice is to watch it and see what it does?
Watch it, see what it does. It looks like the phlox, but I would go ahead and reseed more wildflower mix in to keep it really vibrant.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And again, you're listening to the KSL Greenhouse live from Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South 13th West. Come see us.
Don't miss the Dave's Bernina semi-annual sale Saturday, June 15th with a special one-day financing offer. 0% interest until January 2017.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo, 691 East St. George Boulevard. Come on in.
Fantastic savings and special offers.
And Saturday, June 15th is also the Dave's Bernina annual garage and clean-out sale. Incredible deals. Lots of closeout items, many items 50% or more marked down. Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. 0% interest until January 2017. See store for details. Make sure you take in the one-day Dave's Bernina semi-annual sales event and garage sale. Saturday, June 15th, 268 West Center Street in Provo and at the corner of 7th East and St. George Boulevard.
That's Dave's Bernina.
Follow us on davesbernina.com, Twitter, and Facebook.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers.
You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer, and not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
Real Salt Lake seeks revenge against the LA Galaxy in Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, June 8th, presented by Workers' Compensation Fund. Kick a set at 7:30 with Carnival Real starting at 5:30. Support your team as they fight to gain 3 points against the reigning MLS champs. Purchase your tickets today at realsaltlake.com or call 801-727-2700.
Grabavoy behind the defense. Net is in. It's a shot. And it's an early goal for Grabavoy.
I will be the difference. Will you?
DaveSmith.com has bases loaded. Loaded with over 1,500 Dodge, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Chevys, GMCs, Buicks, Cadillacs, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. You can make a home run on savings. Call 800-635-8000 or go to DaveSmith.com to see why we are the world's largest Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer and the Northwest's largest GM dealer. Don't miss the home run savings event at DaveSmith.com.
For a limited time, buy 4 Big O brand tires and get 2 Lagoon all-day passports.
There's one more reason to buy those Big O tires.
CU.org.
We'll see you there.
Dial now to get the help you need with your plants inside and out. Call KSL Talk. That's 575-8255 to get KSL News Radio.
Conservation Garden Park plant sale and fair that's underway, 8275 South, 1300 West. And we are having such a good time. Clifton, I don't know if you noticed, but I did some shopping while you were gone for some perennials that I... Oops, hang on. Let me turn up your microphone here.
Got some
plants. A little bit of shopping here while you were gone.
Awesome.
Having fun here. And you brought us some food tickets because you've got food for people when they come and they can come and have lunch and just enjoy the day till 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Got the waffle truck today, so I'm interested to try their waffle sandwich.
And I pulled you right away from what you were eating, and I'm really sorry. We'll just take a second here. We're excited to be here. We want people to know what's going on. And I know in just a few minutes you've got an expert talking about herbs in the garden.
Yeah, Katie Wagner with Salt Lake County Extension. She'll be talking about using herbs in your landscape. A little bit later than that, we've got John Rader from Proven Winners with some new plant introductions, and then David Salmon from High Country Gardens, which is really a great resource if you can make it to that.
In plant circles, especially locally, those guys are the equivalent of like Tom Cruise and John Wayne.
Exactly.
I don't know how you pulled that off, but they are so knowledgeable.
Yeah. No, they're great. They're really awesome.
Okay, I want people to know that it is so beautiful. If you think that you're going to be doing some desert planting and it's not going to be beautiful if you conserve water, you need to come and walk through the garden here because it is truly beautiful.
And that's what we're here for. We're free to visit 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and it's just to show people that you don't have to give up anything when you're trying to save water in the landscape. Well, you can have the best landscape on the block and still save water.
You can. I noticed the overall design. You have demonstration areas starting with an average Utah yard, which, you know, the English landscape style, turf everywhere, a few trees and shrubs. Mm-hmm. But you start with this one and just show people how to water it wisely and efficiently. You can, you know, your website said you can water this with half the water and keep it as green as ever. And then you step that to less and less water until you get to a true, almost xeric, no water landscape. But none of these look like the Nevada or Wyoming desert. I just drove to Green River to do some teaching last Tuesday, and you know, it's pretty desolate, but these landscapes look nothing like that. They're beautiful, and they're something that they're very desirable for the home garden.
And it's something we try to tell people is that Utah has a very specific type of landscape, and we don't have to be like other areas. We get to be Utah and have great plants that grow here, and we have a wide range that prefer it here.
That's exactly right. And if you go to the Southwest, to Las Vegas or New Mexico, Phoenix, they have a defined landscape style that matches the reason. You know, the red rocks are famous, and you always go down there and expect to see yucca and cactus and different things like that. Well, Utah, for the past 100 years, we have borrowed the English landscaping style. And if you landed in Salt Lake City and drove around, you wouldn't know if you were in Dayton, Ohio, Portland, Oregon, or New York, because you can't distinguish the landscapes. Well, where our population is so great right now, and we're not building new reservoirs to store more water, and so we're just having, just by out of necessity, having to use our water more wisely. But the thing I think folks don't realize is, one, you can maintain your home landscape and be smart about watering, but our region is so beautiful. You know, you can go up into the canyons, you can go out to the Great Salt Lake, and all these different areas, and there is a developing Intermountain West landscape style that is unique to us, and that really needs to be promoted.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's really environmentally conscious as well.
Yes, and you know, a lot of times people are like, oh yes, my grandpa had grass and I have grass, and I'm, you know, you're not going to take my turf away. It's almost like guns sometimes.
Right.
But you come and look at these landscapes and that attitude very quickly melts away, because you can do very beautiful things and keep that traditional Utah look, or you can be a little bit brave and do something different. But man, there's lots of options
and
here.
In my opinion, it is more than just wall-to-wall turf. I mean, that's nice and green, but you can get so much more that can bring bees and butterflies.
Yes, and oftentimes wall-to-wall turf, how boring.
Right.
You know, and people think, oh, I have turf all over because it's low maintenance. And these flower beds are actually at least a third less maintenance than turf as far as cost and time.
That's exactly right.
And take less water?
Yes.
And take way less water.
Okay. Well, I want people to come see, because I love how you varied the heights. And, you know, I can sometimes tell you what I like the plants that I bought, but I can't put it together in a garden. People can come here and see how it's all put together.
Yep. Exactly.
All right, Clifton, thanks for having us today.
Thank you.
And again, we are at the Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South 13th West. Let's take a call all the way from Brigham City, and Kathy's been waiting for a while, so I hope she's still with us. Kathy, what can we help you with?
Well, I got some nice mulch out of the Logan City compost for my children, and when I spread it out, there are sections that the plants are yellowish, almost burnt on the edge of the peppers, and they're just not growing. The rest of the garden where I didn't put it is thriving.
Now, was it compost or mulch that you purchased?
Yes, from Logan City. It was, you could see the wood in it, and I don't know what else, but it was a combination of soil mulch.
Okay, so it was their compost, not because the mulch is like a shredded bark or chunk bark you put on the soil. This compost is you mix in. Now, no matter where you purchase compost from, you have to be very careful that you mix it in correctly into the soil. Are the plants planted directly in the compost?
No, they've got the... We have a pretty good garden, and we were just using it as an amendment. But we've just noticed in spots here and there throughout where we put the new compost, it's real stunted.
I suspect that the compost may have been just a bit salty. And what you're going to want to do is water heavily over the next few weeks to see if you can flush some of that out. In the meantime, get a soil testing kit from the Extension office in Brigham City at the courthouse, old courthouse, and send some of that off to USU to confirm if it is too salty or not. I suspect that's what's going on, and it's not anything unique to Logan Landfill. I've actually used their stuff quite a bit and been very happy with it. But you can, no matter where you go, every once in a while you can have a little bit of salt in that compost, and that's why I like to mix it in the fall or very early spring, water it in really well, let the rain hit it, and if there is a little salt in there, it flushes through before you plant.
So don't pull up the plant.
Don't pull up the plants at this point because there's a good chance you can flush that salt through if that's
okay,
what's going on.
What about our regular fertilizing? Could we go ahead with that or should I hold
I would in those areas where you have the compost, I would hold off on fertilizing until you get your soil test back to tell you the salt levels.
Okay.
Stop by there Monday morning.
Can we flood irrigate?
That's fine, and that will drive the salts through the soil really well. But get that compost where you've mixed in the compost and where you're having problems, take some samples out and get that testing kit from the Extension office on Monday if you can.
Okay, so if we put it on again, make sure it's on the ball and make sure it's tilled in really deep.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
All right, good luck to you. Sounds like she's got too much stuff in the soil already. Don't put anything else on
there. Yeah, since fertilizers are salts, and I would hate to tip the rest of those plants over the edge by doing that.
All right, when we come back, I want to talk a little about fertilizing, too. We're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back. We are, the KSL Greenhouse today is at the Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South 13th West, where the plant sale and fair is underway till 2.
Tired? Tired physically, tired mentally and emotionally? Aren't you just tired of feeling tired? Feeling like Superman or Wonder Woman would be nice, but most of us just want to get back to feeling normal. Not someone else's normal, but feeling your normal. Are you ready for a solution? If you're over 35, tired is probably tied to your aging body. It could be testosterone, thyroid, nutrition, hormone imbalance, activity, and a number of other things that simply change as you get older. Invigorate gets you back to being you. The you you want to be. Invigorate is a three-step program that will bring balance and energy back into your life. Yes, there is a science to this. It's not about killing yourself at a gym, and it isn't just about changing a diet. Call now to speak with Invigorate at 801-987-9777. That's 801-987-9777. Get back to your normal with the help from Invigorate. 801-987-9777.
.932 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Nkoyo Iyamba. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. Police identified the first of four victims in Friday's shooting spree in Santa Monica, California. The county coroner's office identifies 68-year-old Carlos Navarro Franco from West Los Angeles. He drove the red SUV gunned down at Santa Monica College yesterday. That's where police shot and killed the gunman. President Obama continues his talks today with new Chinese President Xi Jinping. It's happening at a desert estate outside Palm Springs. The two sounded optimistic that their two countries could forge a new kind of relationship. President Xi has invited President Obama to China, saying he would like to see a similar informal meeting between the two on his soil. Meanwhile, the FDA is pushing pharmaceutical companies to make prescription painkillers abuse-proof or at least offer drug-free solutions. Brock Roblin is among the 100 million suffering from chronic pain.
I just wasn't feeling myself. I hated it.
Roblin tried an electronic medical device called Calmer. It alters the brain's interpretation of pain. After multiple treatments, he no longer takes any meds. Well, there are free hepatitis A vaccines for Costco customers who consume the now-recalled batch of contaminated frozen berries. The company is also offering to refund the price of getting those shots. The company says it used membership records and receipts to contact customers who bought the recalled berries since February. Coming up on KSL News Radio, warm, but I'll tell you when the clouds move in when we check your KSL weather forecast next. KSL News Time, 9:34.
Utah's afternoon news with Scott and Maria.
Most of the street flows across the state are falling very, very quickly.
3 till 7 on KSL News Radio.
Don't miss the Dave's Bernina semi-annual sale Saturday, June 15th with a special one-day financing offer. 0% interest until January 2017.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo, 691 East St. George Boulevard. Come on in.
Fantastic savings and special offers.
And Saturday, June 15th is also the Dave's Bernina annual garage and clean-out sale. Incredible deals. Lots of closeout items, many items 50% or more. Marked down. Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. 0% interest until January 2017. See store for details. Make sure you take in the one-day Dave's Bernina semi-annual sales event and garage sale. Saturday, June 15th, 268 West Center Street in Provo and at the corner of 7th East and St. George Boulevard.
That's Dave's Bernina.
Follow us on davesbernina.com, Twitter, and Facebook.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Doug Wright has context and experience in the morning.
Jay and Amy scour the web all afternoon.
Smile with Nightside until late. Utah's home station, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Runners are sharing the road with vehicles in Provo Canyon for the Utah Valley Marathon. Crews have vehicles splitting two left lanes. Runners are using the right lanes. Also, remember, University Avenue will be closed, or is closed, I should say, and cars will not be able to go east to west. If you see any other traffic incidents that I might have missed, please call me, 801-575-6397. Sunny skies this weekend, high at 91 degrees today, 96 tomorrow. The clouds move in Monday. Temperatures reach 97 degrees, though. We could see rain Tuesday. Temperatures cool off a bit to the low 90s by Wednesday. Centerpoint Theater presents Fiddler on the Roof, June 24th through July 20th. For showtimes and tickets, visit centerpointtheater.org. Centerpoint Legacy Theater, Broadway Magic, Utah style, 73 degrees. At 9:37. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm in Koyo Iamba, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The KSL Greenhouse. Become a master gardener, or at least make your neighbors jealous with KSL News Radio.
Good morning. The Greenhouse coming to you from Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South 13th West. Plant sale and fair underway. Bring the family, have some nice lunch, and look at these beautiful plants and really see how you can make your yard look different and save water at the same time. Tom, let's go. Let's take some more callers now. We have, let's see, Vicki in Pleasant Grove. Hi, Vicki. Vicki, are you there? Okay, Verl is in Orem. Verl, are you there? The number to call if you'd like to be part of the program, 575-8255. In Utah County, that's 470-5751. And in Weber and Davis County, 670-5751. And let's go back. Let's see. We're going to go to Ralph in South Jordan. Hi, Ralph.
Hello. How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
All right. I've got a question concerning codling moss.
Okay.
When should we be spraying it here in South Jordan? And what's the best product to use? And how often do we spray it?
The best thing I can tell you on the codling moth is, well, it's not really the best thing, but you've missed the spray date by a week or so. And so go ahead and get a spray on as soon as you can, because those moths are actively laying eggs right now. And there's a number of things you can use. Are you trying to keep things a little more organic, or do you care? Or do you just want the most effective product, or what?
No, I'm most effective product.
I would go ahead, and you want to rotate your products. Never use the same one twice, and you can use two or three different ones through the season. But you could start off with Ortho's fruit, flower, and vegetable spray. That's a really good one. And then you could transition over to something along the lines of 7, and then go back to the Ortho, or even transition into something a little softer, such as the spinosad, which would be like a Fertilome fruit tree spray. But as far as effectiveness, you're probably going to get the most bang for your buck out of the Ortho product at this point.
Does that help you, Ralph?
Orchards still use Imidan?
They have changed the label on that, that it's still legal to purchase for homeowners, but you cannot use it within so many feet of a structure. And so the way the label is written is that you pretty much cannot use it as a homeowner. And so the Ortho product has about a 10 to 12-day residual, and that's one of the longest ones out there that I'm aware of.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
And then subscribe to the USU Pest Labs updates, and that's utahpests@usu.edu, because they will tell you when to spray and actually what products you can use. And those are free, and they don't share your email with anybody.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Thank you. And you can come see us here at Conservation Garden Park. We have a listener who has brought something interesting for us to see. What have you got there?
That's a good question.
Okay. You want Ton to identify what this is?
Oh, boy. Man, where's this growing at?
It's coming up in my rocks in my xeriscape.
It looks like a species of primrose, and looking at it, is this something that just came up wild, or...
Yes, and it's in the neighbor's yard, which is not even landscaped at all. So it seems to be coming in from there.
That's suspicious.
Are you wondering if you should get rid of it?
Yes. It's coming up in my Russian sage. And
I would go ahead and get rid of it. What you can do is use Roundup or a glyphosate product.
Okay.
And very carefully spray, or get a paintbrush or a sponge and just sponge this and avoid your desirable plants. But... boy, looking.
Or get the top of a water bottle and pull the plant through.
Right.
And
yeah,
so you just
I've heard
get
the
that
Larry
on there.
Sager's
okay.
Trick.
Yeah. So I would go ahead and get rid of it, because it looks like it's pretty aggressive.
And it has been.
It
appears to have been coming in from the neighbor's yard,
it's
which
kind
is
of pretty,
not at all.
Except if it takes over, it's going to make you pretty unhappy.
If you don't want it, go ahead and get rid of it now, so you don't have to deal
with
it.
It does have a
later.
Pretty flower on the top when it flowers, but. It's not where I want it.
Yeah, I don't think you better let it stay. I think it's an unwelcome guest.
Looks like it's getting a little bit of chlorosis and things anyway, so
yeah
go ahead and get rid of it.
Okay, very good.
All right,
good.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
coming
so
to
much.
See us. And again, the KSL Greenhouse at Conservation Garden Park at 8275 South 1300 West. Let's take a call from Catherine in Clearfield. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Hello?
Go ahead.
Hi. I was putting my garden in earlier this week. I know I'm a little bit late doing that, but as I was planting my plants in my garden, I have a ton of grubs in there. I bet I pulled 50 out of there. I don't have any in my grass. I don't have any spots that look, my grass looks great. I don't have anything that looks like it might be getting grubs, but my garden is full of them. And when I went to the lawn and garden centers to try to get something for the grubs, they couldn't find anything that was safe for my garden.
That's weird, isn't it, though? I mean, I don't remember.
It is. And for some reason, I have had several calls this week on people finding little grubs in their garden. And because they're there, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily harmful.
Okay, so they can kill the lawn, but maybe not the vegetables.
Yeah, and it may not even be the lawn grubs that are in there. Did you see any appendages or legs on the front of the grubs?
Yes.
So you have a species of white grub. Are they big or small?
They're pretty big, probably like 2 inches.
Oh, wow. So it sounds like if you have the legs on the front of those, you have a white grub, and it's probably June beetle, but there are also a number of native what are called scarab beetles, or the white grub family, that are in there. There's one that is called bumbleflower beetle that sounds kind of like a bee when it flies around, that feeds on organic matter. And the most common one I see in gardens, especially where there's a lot of organic matter or mulch or compost, is this bumbleflower beetle. Uh-huh. And it's not inherently, it doesn't really do a lot of damage. So if you did, you know, if you're afraid and you do want to treat, about the only thing I know of that is labeled for gardens that will dissipate rather quickly is 7. The chemical name is carbaryl, and there's a number of companies that will make a granular that you could put down that will dissipate within about a week of being applied.
So the 7, is it called the 7? I think we have some of the
there's 7 granules, or else it may say carbaryl, C-A-R-B-A-R-Y-L. But if you're not seeing any plant damage at this point, you could be patient and see what's going on. If you did choose, that would be about the only product I know of that you can use in the soil that has oftentimes a garden label to it.
Okay. All righty. So,
and if you know anybody that fishes, when you dig those things up, throw them in a container and use them for fish bait. They're great.
Oh, they're nasty. But there's a ton of them in there. So that's
you could
what I
sell
would
them. Have the kids sit out on the sidewalk and sell
and
fish
sell
bait,
grubs.
Right? Oh, yeah, I know.
I'd probably love that.
Catherine, thanks for your call. Good luck
All right,
on that.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Let's go to Vicki next. And good morning, Vicki. How can we help you this morning?
Hi. I have borers in my year-old raspberry canes, and I'm wondering what I can do to fix any problems.
Where are they at in the actual cane?
They're
top
in the
or
middle.
Bottom? The middle. So you probably have, if they're in the middle at this point, you probably have raspberry crown borer. And you're going to have to cut those out below where the borer is.
Okay.
Have you seen extensive damage or just a little?
I've just seen the holes.
You go ahead and prune those out now so you can prevent future damage. And if it is the crown borer, what you're going to want to do this fall is do a soil drench sometime between late September and mid-October with either 7 or bifenthrin.
So just spray the ground with that?
You'll want to spray it really heavily so that you can get it into the soil a bit in the lower canes, because that crown borer will overwinter in that crown, and it actually can kill a lot of plants. And so prune it out and dig out any affected plants that are that have extensive damage. You may be able to avoid pesticide use.
What was the other chemical I could use besides
7 or bifenthrin?
Okay.
It's B-I-F-I-N-T-H-R-E-N.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thanks for your call. Let's go to Bill in Pleasant Grove. Hi, Bill.
Hello there. I made a mistake, I think. I put some weed killer in my sprayer, and I sprayed all around my garden, and everything was great. But I noticed after a few months, leaves on my trees that was planted right near the garden started to die, and eventually all the leaves died on 2 of my little fruit trees, and I had a lot of apples but no leaves. Well, I learned a lesson there, and somebody told me to use Roundup and put a cone like a funnel on the end of your sprayer and put it right down on top of the weed and squirt it, and then it will. I don't know. Is that sound anything like it might work?
It can work. That's actually a Larry Sager suggestion, and you'll want to get a little bit bigger cone, or at least a cone appropriate for the size of the weeds that you're spraying. But that can reduce drift quite a bit and keep the product off desirable plants.
Okay. Well, when you use Roundup, does that say I had two rows of carrots, and then between the two rows there was a weed, I put that right down on top of the weed. And I squirted it. Now, there's not going to get any fumes out, but what about the residue that goes into the soil?
It actually is very quickly inactive. It's deactivated by the sun and also by soil microorganisms, and it doesn't really move in the soil at all. So when you spray that, it stays in place, and within about a week, it's all gone. But within about 15 minutes, I believe about 80 to 90% of the active ingredient is actually broken down. The glyphosate, which is the active ingredient, only stays active in green tissue.
Okay, so Roundup would probably be better than permanent weed killer.
It would, especially if you've used a ground sterilant or something. It's much better. But if there's only my choice is, one, if you've got kids to weed, use them. And then if you have to do it, then go ahead. And then if it's so extensive you need to use an herbicide, be very careful.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Bill. Good luck to you. Coming up next, we'll have Pat, and then there's Doug and Marcy, who are waiting on the line. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. We're going to take a break. We are coming to you live from the Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South 13th West, where the plant sale and fair is underway until 2 o'clock this afternoon. You want to come out and hear these water-wise experts tell you about their plants and herbs and all sorts of things, and see these beautiful plants in these beautiful gardens. Again, 8275 South 13th West. We'll be right back.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? What if something you already do every day suddenly had the power to help you live longer, look younger, have more energy, lose weight, save money, get sick less, feel better more, reduce risk of chronic disease, increase lifespan, improve cholesterol, and refresh your outlook? It's Green THP. Remember, it's a substitute, not a supplement. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green THP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green THP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at Fashion Place, Southtown, Newgate Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall along the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green THP.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial health and future. Better is one with experience and knowledge of their industry and has your financial future in mind. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your financial health, especially in light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs who belong to the Utah Association of CPAs receive constant and continuing required education to ensure your financial health and well-being. CPAs are the most qualified to advise you on your taxes and are also experts in business and personal finance issues, tax planning, general accounting, overseeing processes and procedures, as well as risk management for all your personal and business needs. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most for your financial well-being. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend? Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child?
fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
Hey, Dad. Whoa, what is that?
Oh, hey, son. What do you think? It's my new bike.
It's great. But how did you afford it?
Your college fund. What else?
Dad, what were you thinking?
Well, your mom and I realized we never talked to you about the dangers of drinking alcohol underage.
But I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, sure, not yet. But your mom and I never set clear rules about no underage drinking. So it's probably just a matter of time.
Dad!
We really let you down, son. New research shows that alcohol can impair memory and learning capabilities in a teen's developing brain. So you're not going to need that college fund after all.
There's still time to set rules.
Well, son, I don't know. We really should have talked to you sooner.
Honey, the hot tub is here.
What? I don't drink, and I want to go to college.
Well, I guess there is that 30-day return policy. But don't tell your mom. She tried on like 300 swimsuits.
Want to keep your kids alcohol-free? Visit parentsempowered.org.
Call the KSL Greenhouse with your questions. We're at KSL Talk. That's 575-8255. And it's only on KSL News Radio.
And the Greenhouse Show coming to you from Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South, 1300 West. The plant sale and fair underway, and this is where you want to come if you have been trying to decide how to get your yard water-wise, Ton, which isn't always easy. We get so stuck in our traditional types of landscaping, but boy, is it worth it once you start incorporating some of these things into your yard.
Yes, it's very worth it, and you know, we keep hitting that we're running out of water, we need to save our water, but it, just for the sheer fact of the diversity of plants out here, the types of flowers. And, you know, with the honeybees not being out there as much anymore, when I was growing up, I saw honeybees all over the place. I stung several times a year. I don't see them in my yard anymore. Right. And a lot of these plants out here.
You don't see a lot of
butterflies either. No, you don't. And a lot of these plants actually attract pollinators into your yard, which benefits your garden, but it also helps sustain those populations of the pollinators out there. And so there's just a lot of benefits to these plants here.
Okay, we're going to take Pat in Mill Creek, and then I want to ask you a question about fertilizing. Pat, what can we help you with this morning?
I have a lilac bush that I planted at least three years ago that has never bloomed. The bush looks healthy, but it just doesn't bloom.
Do you prune it at all?
I pruned out the suckers, the things that come up around the bottom, so it's not, you know, I don't think it's overgrown.
But when I asked if you prune, you haven't pruned the top branches at all?
No, I have not.
Okay. Sometimes lilacs will take 5 to 10, sometimes even 15 years to come into blossom.
Oh.
You know, you'll see a patch of them at the garden center, and 90% of them are in bloom. And then you take one home that's not, and it doesn't bloom for, you know, 10, 15 years. And that is an exception, and it might be 1 in 100, but I've seen it. Make sure that if you fertilize, only fertilize in the spring so they're not over-fertilized, and then that it's in a nice, bright location that gets all the sun it needs.
And any particular kind of feed I should give it, or fertilizer?
Just a good, as long as it's not weed and feed, a good lawn fertilizer is just fine.
Okay. Like 16, 16, 8?
That's excellent.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. I don't want Judy to have to wait through the news, so we're going to take Judy before I ask you a question. Judy is in Kaysville. Hi, Judy. What can we help you with?
Try again.
Okay, we've lost Judy. Okay, so my question is, a lot of years I've actually put like fertilizer when I've actually planted my plants, and this year I've not been very good at putting those little granules in. How do I know how often should you fertilize things after you plant them?
My theory on this is if the plants look healthy and they're doing what they're supposed to, why fertilize them?
I'm terrible at fertilizing. I really am. I plant everything. It looks beautiful. And then my neighbor says, well, did you put any Miracle-Gro on it? I'm like, no.
So when they start to struggle, or if they're not performing well, and you can eliminate things like a lack of or too much water, that point, fertilizer can benefit. And so it just totally depends on the plant. And so when in doubt, and if you want to fertilize, even though you don't often, you know, oftentimes you don't have to, I like slow release fertilizers like Osmocote, and there's several.
Right, which is what I usually use.
Yes,
right.
Or sometimes you can use the Miracle-Gro type products, and those dose just a little bit of nitrogen, keep the plants healthy, but it doesn't over fertilize them, so they go wild on you and overgrow and don't blossom and things. So either type and either method is fine. But my first question, especially on the trees and shrubs, is if the thing is healthy, why fertilize it?
Okay, about flowers, though. How about things that you're planting every year?
Flowers, especially if they're in pots and containers, they do need to supplement a fertilizer. So the Osmocote or Miracle-Gro are just fine.
And if I've already planted, I can just kind of mix it in, just
yes.
kind of put it in the soil a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, just drop it in there, and it'll break down. The water will get the nutrients to the soil where you want it.
Okay. Let's take a call from Park City now. Hi, Doug. What can we help you with? Okay, I guess we're going to take a break.
Yeah, it sounds
Doug,
like it's
I'm
time
sorry,
for news.
You're up after the news, and we'll take your call following the news. You are listening to The Greenhouse Show. We are Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South, 1300 West, and we will be back following the news.
Dan is 36. He lives in his grandmammy's extra bedroom that he shares with Mammy's small Pomeranian pooch named Fluffykin Sir Cupcake.
Huh? Who's there?
He runs a blog about pirates in the Pacific, yet he has a phobia of big open waters.
Hey, I can hear you.
Dan is a good guy. In fact, Grandmammy nicknamed him Champ. It's just that Dan has had a failure to launch. Dan should be doing more.
I have a phobia of doorknobs.
It's just that Dan gets his gray skin tone from basking in the glow of his computer.
Why? Well, I thought that was normal.
Dan didn't learn that life is better outside Mammy's floral wallpapered house. He never got off the couch to find out physical activity would give him even more energy to seize the day.
That sounds exhausting.
Start reinforcing healthier habits now and discover how life gets even better for your children when you do. Learn how Intermountain Healthcare can help you increase your children's physical activity. Visit intermountainlivewell.org.
He's still there?
Intermountain Live Well.
Each week during the school year, KSL salutes teachers on our Teacher Feature program. We would like to give a big thank you to our title sponsor, Zions Bank, for their continued commitment to Utah teachers. They've been involved for 19 years.
These teachers received an overnight stay at the Anniversary Inn, a dinner at the Roof Restaurant, two season tickets to Hale Center Theater in West Valley, and all the winning teachers were invited to a banquet at the Joseph Smith Memorial Building.
One teacher won a two-year lease of a new Nissan Altima provided by Burke Brothers Tire and Service.
At the dinner in their honor, we had gifts from R.C. Willie, Miller's Company, Grand America, Camp Chef, Papa Murphy's, Rod Works, Sweet Tooth Fairy, and A Leisure Life.
It is a pleasure to be able to salute great teachers each year on Teacher Feature, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors and gift providers.
So we'd like to give a big thank you to all the great sponsors who enable KSL and